What if your intuition tells you to say no to an opportunity you would normally welcome? Or it tells you to do something out of the logical, linear way you might think was best? Or gives you the insights that even though you have very important things to do, you really need to rest? What would you do? On this episode, we will be talking about a characteristic of intuition that often confuses or stymies people. Those moments when the insight it gives you is not what you thought or seems out of order or sequence in some way. I'll also be talking about those time periods in life when you feel you are in an eddy. Hands raised for anyone who has felt they were in an eddy over the last few years. I'm raising my hand, by the way. What's important about those related to your intuition? We're going to find out on today's episode of the Own Your Intuition Show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing. That internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome, everyone. As we begin, or rather before we begin, I want to just take a second to give a shout out to all of you who are reaching out to me to tell me your experience of listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I'm thinking specifically of my neighbor Betty, who sent me a text this week that said, it was from a client of hers, and it said, "Aimé's podcast made me cry. Wow, it's so spot on." And then Betty told me how the same thing happened to her. She was walking down the road listening to my show, and at one point she had to stop in her tracks, and this sob of release of emotion came out. And I just have to tell you, as a person who is committed to adding value to this world, that to me is the highest compliment. So thank you to those of you who are reaching out to me. It really means so much. So without further ado, let's dig in. For the last 7 years, usually around this time of year, you can find me at my computer tapping away as I prepare for the program I teach once a year with the same title as this show. It's called My Own Your Intuition program. By now, you know that I'm a professional psychic. You know that I teach classes. You know that I'm passionate about turning others onto the wisdom they have inside. It's for that reason I also wrote my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. So I'm an author. I speak on intuition and empathic ability. And I'm the host of this radio show and podcast. In my work life, a lot of what I do has me either with my phone headset on or sitting at my desk, tapping out words on my computer, or sitting or standing behind a microphone like I am right now. But what you may not know about me and my work is that I have always been committed to its organic growth. For years, before I had a family, what that meant is that I did readings, taught, wrote, and did speaking engagements while holding down some other job. My last job was as an associate producer for a fantastic film called Big Joy, The Adventures of James Broughton. I did this until that work prevented me from having the time I needed to see clients and teach. At that moment, I let go of the outside work. Somewhere along the line, well, in 2011, I became a mother. And then my organic process with what I do meant allowing my work to shrink or expand as needed for me to fulfill my role as mother, which was a full-time job during the years when my children were very small. And it was a role that I wanted to play in that way. I still did readings, spoke, taught, and wrote, but I did it according to what felt right to my schedule instead of the other way around. When my daughter, my second child, was born in 2013, I decided I needed a 4-year plan, primarily because I love my work, and I knew that by the time my kids were in school, I wanted my work to be supporting me. I didn't want to be rebuilding it up from scratch when all of a sudden I had more time because my kids were in school. So I launched my Intuition University in 2015. I did do private programs and group classes for those who have a hard time trusting their intuition and want to know how to use it to get results, i.e., who want to be able to thrive under their own internal power. I offer my Own Your Intuition program once per year. What you also probably don't know is that a big part of this organic growth has meant that in addition to being a psychic and teaching, I am what is called a solopreneur. That means I do the readings. I create the content for the 7-month-long classes I teach. I alone am responsible for telling other people about these classes, meaning I write the emails, I do the posts that tell people about what is coming up. Holy cow, this is a long buildup to the story I am trying to tell, but I feel it gives important context. In essence, thus far, I've been a one-woman show. I say, hit the cymbals. I hit the cymbals. Keyboard. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. I'm not in a band, obviously, as my sound effect talent may indicate, but you get it. One woman show. I've been fortunate to have lots of cheerleading from my clients and students, but I do all the things. How is this related to the point I want to make about how your intuition will sometimes tell you to do things that seem illogical or out of order? Last May, when my last Own Your Intuition students graduated from my program, instead of just cleaning up, which is what I usually do, I make any notes of changes I want to make, I create a file for the current graduates, and the notes and experiences that we've had along the way and put them in my filing cabinet. I was guided instead to write the emails for the next class, which was months away. That class starts tonight, actually. Though it wasn't the logical next step, I felt compelled by intuitive instinct to do it. I could see why in this case, because I was fresh from the phone calls and completion of the program and my students telling me what they got out of it. They say the same things every time we wrap up. It's different students every time, but their comments are the same. I know I've got it all inside. Wow, it feels so different to trust myself and to know that my intuition has got my back through any circumstance. And sometimes my students are going through hard things when we're in class. I've had students go through serious health crises, including cancer diagnosis and successful treatment, or divorce and all of that entails. Students who have been in the process of making huge career changes or moving across the country, for example. When they are done with my program, whether they have been going through a big transition or living life as usual, they have seen through their own experience how their intuition holds, steadies, supports, and guides them through it all, whether it's a big shift or small but soul-satisfying improvements. They also say, I now know that I am not alone. I have ethereal support, otherwise known as spirit guides, and experience that shows me it is easy and useful to work with them and how much better my life is when I do so. Or my favorite comment, simply, I feel so empowered. This year, when the time came for me to start to talk about my Own Your Intuition program in emails, I was also doing a weekly show podcast that you are listening to right now. You remember what I just said about how I write the content, I record the shows, I tell people about the shows, I make the images, etc., etc. One woman band. You remember that I also raise children. Last May, almost June, when we finished my Own Your Intuition course, I did not know that when I started my next program, I would be hosting a weekly podcast. It actually wasn't even on my radar. And I'll talk more about that and life eddies and surges in a moment. What I did know was that I was excited about writing emails to tell everyone about it because I wanted more people to feel the same way my students do when they're done. I wanted to write about how empowered my students feel because I was, and always am, as excited about it as they are. This August, when it came time to think about telling everyone, it was time to start Own Your Intuition again, and I was creating podcasts, and my kids were still home on summer holiday, I was like, wait, I already did this. The bulk of this work is done. As I was sitting at my computer, searching for the file I would have put it in, it was like the clouds opened up and a ray of light shone on me because I had followed my instinct to do things, quote, out of order. I was able to do it all with ease. Today, we are talking about a quality that sometimes stymies or confuses people about their intuition, and that is that it will sometimes look like an impulse to do things out of order or out of sequence, either not the way you usually would or not the way other people think you should, or in some illogical fashion. Sometimes this out of order impulse will look like giving yourself more rest before you move toward accomplishing something, or saying no to something that you would otherwise say yes to. Here's what I want to say about this. When this arises from inside, trust it. Your intuition, the benevolent ethereal support that you and everyone has, your highest self knows far more about you, your life, and your trajectory or timeline than what I often refer to as your small self or your animal self. Regular old Aimé didn't know a podcast was being launched and the details of its timing at that moment in May. But my highest self did. So she put me to the task. My intuition told me, write the emails now, as opposed to the way you've done it for the last 7 years, which is closer to the start of the program. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And today we are exploring those moments when your intuition tells you to do something out of the ordinary or out of a logical sequence. As I said, sometimes this illogical guidance from your intuition involves resting or slowing down where normally you wouldn't. Many years ago, I had a particular period of time where I had a lot on my plate work-wise, all at once. I was simultaneously launching a new Intuition University program and preparing for a weekend of travel where I was driving to Portland, Oregon to give 2 different workshops. It was all happening at the same time. During that week, I was working late into the evenings on most nights, which I rarely do. But one night, as I got set to go out into my studio and work, I felt very clearly in my bones, that is not what is needed right now. I could sense that doing this would push me over an edge toward run down, something I did not want to be when I was going to be presenting for many hours over the weekend. What I knew I needed instead was simply a night off. So, of course, I followed my intuition. I rented a movie and I watched it on the couch while eating popcorn with my husband. What happened was taking the time to give myself the rest I needed instead of power through on my to-do list allowed me to maintain my balance and equilibrium while launching a program and doing a weekend of speaking engagements. Neither during nor after my weekend of teaching did my energy take a dive. I felt good when I returned home and able to continue my progress on my program launch with ease. So, that's an example where sometimes doing things out of order looks like saying no, or sometimes resting, even when there's a lot of important things on your plate. In my experience, it actually makes you more successful and productive later. In fact, that reminds me of a book I read once where, again, science proved this. You guys, I love it when science proves things that I know to be true by following my intuition and my instincts. It's just like fodder for any of you who are still having a hard time trusting the wisdom you've got inside. This book is called Effortless. It's by Greg McEwen. He says, physical and mental performance requires a rhythm of exerting and renewing energy. Or, in other words, past a certain point, more effort doesn't produce better performance. It sabotages our performance. I've noticed that because of the way our current Western culture sets up this, in my opinion, unsustainable notion that we should always be doing, that oftentimes following the cue to rest or say no is hard for people. Another time, I was asked to do readings at a retreat in Port Townsend. I love doing these retreats. They're called healing temples, and they are put on by a longtime friend of mine named Catherine Macomber Millman. She does them all over, and she teaches others to do them as well. In fact, she's got some coming up in October on the East Coast, too. I'll put a link in the show notes to her upcoming temples. Once she asked me if I would be willing to do readings at her healing temple, which I had done before and I loved. When she asked me, I didn't know why, but my intuition said no. So I declined. As it happened, to my memory, the timing of the would-be healing temple ended up aligning with the beginning of COVID in Washington, and our whole state shut down, or at least around me. The retreat did not happen. As far as I know, because Washington was the first place known to have COVID cases, we were the first to shut down. I'm telling you that for context, because it was back in the days when we didn't even know this was coming. We weren't used to anything being shut down yet. When one day we got the notice that all King County schools, which is the Seattle area where I live, were being shut down. Because my intuition had told me no, I didn't have to waste time preparing or scheduling for a retreat that in the end didn't exist. I didn't know any of this at the time she asked me. I knew only that my intuition was not giving me a green light for doing it. It was an illogical knowing, meaning that had I followed logic alone, I would have not come to that conclusion. By logic alone, I was turning down an opportunity to do something that I enjoyed, and that's wonderful for my work. But as always, trusting my intuition steered me right. Along the same lines of doing things out of order or following the intuitive impulses as they arise, I want to talk about being in an eddy, because I know I'm not alone in this experience of having been in an eddy for the last few years. In my case, for the previous 3 years, I've had the internal feeling of being in an eddy. 3 years ago, I chose to put almost everything in my business on hold to support the needs of my family, especially my neurodivergent child. I know many, maybe even most, mothers experienced this in some degree with COVID and the shutdowns that happen when suddenly families all over the world were homeschooling their kids. But for me, I was already 5 months into this extremely modified work schedule / full support of my children when COVID hit. I kept my programs going and I kept seeing clients, but on a narrowed schedule. I should preface this with, in my work, I have big plans. I have no shortage of ideas about the ways in which I want to get the message into the world that you, yes, you, whoever you are, have got everything it takes inside to live and be guided to the life your soul is craving. I've got books in the works. I've got books 3/4 done even. I've got other programs I want to launch. I've got speaking I am ready to do. And because of my commitment to the organic movement of my business, my prioritizing of my family, and to some extent, the world, for the last 3 years, I experienced myself in an eddy. So, this is another thing about moving intuitively. You learn to move with the currents as opposed to blocking them. You learn that the movement isn't always linear or logical, but it works. When it first happened that I needed to pull away from my work to support my family, I had all the feelings. And of course, I let myself have all the feelings. But I also dropped in pretty quickly to total surrender to it. And this is for several reasons, really. Generally speaking, I find it very inefficient and a waste of my time, breath, and life force to fight a current that I cannot shift. I was also choosing it, and I would make that choice all over again if I could return in time. So, despite it meaning that I had to put on hold everything that I had been working on and toward, books, programs, etc., I did, because it felt like the way. Then, as suddenly as I entered this eddy, which was one November day in 2019, I got kicked out of it. I still think my launch out of the eddy coincided with the overturning of Roe versus Wade in this country in late June 2022. But regardless, it was an energetic shift. To me, it felt like I was kicked out of the eddy because I was needed elsewhere. Suddenly, the timing aligned. My mom came for a week to hang out with my kids. In a week's time, I suddenly had the bulk of my work done on this Empath On Demand course I've been wanting to do for literally years. It will be available by late October, early November, by the way. I launched a podcast. I started speaking again all over the place. I still see reading clients, of course, and my own Your Intuition program launches tonight. I'm telling you all of this for several reasons. One, I don't want you to discount it when your intuition is telling you to do something out of order. Whether that means it is telling you to accomplish something way before it is needed, or asking you to rest, or if it is putting on hold something you were aiming toward. Because in my experience, your intuition is always pointing you toward the best way. And number two reason, perhaps most importantly in this case, because I don't want you disheartened if you have been or will be again in an eddy. As far as I can tell, this happens in life. Our journeys are perhaps always far more irregular in motion than we are taught to believe they will be. It's okay. Don't stress it. It works out. And just like that time when I took the night off when I could have been working or said no to an opportunity I ordinarily welcomed, it doesn't mean what you think. We are so hardwired to linear movement and logic in this country that we tend to think deviating from it in some way signifies our demise. When, in my experience, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means the necessary direction is somewhere else, at the moment. It doesn't mean you are back to square one or below zero. I have this card in my bathroom. I bought it 13 or more years ago, and I kept it in its plastic to preserve it. It's by an artist named Rochelle Donahue. I keep it across from the toilet so that my eyes might rest on it frequently. It's a drawing of a tree, and underneath it says, "What if you just knew that everything was working out perfectly?" It's a thought I sometimes rest in when I am in a moment where I can't actually see how it's all going to work out yet, or I'm waiting patiently, or not so patiently, for something to arrive. Maybe it will speak to you too. What if you just knew that everything was working out perfectly? That includes following your intuition to those moments where a rest is needed, following the current flow of your life, and doing things in whatever out-of-order sequence your inner impulse is leading you to. Even then, but maybe especially then, because though it may throw your mind or others for a loop, it's always the most graceful and brilliant way forward. I could tell you lots more stories about this. And in fact, if you need more inspiration, check out my Instagram account, at Aimée Cartier. You'll find a video I posted recently about one of my students who, in following the flow of her life, in whatever eddies and flows it had, even when it looked like nothing was happening, and in leaning into her own intuition with the tools I taught her, she discovered her seemingly nebulous life's purpose was right in front of her eyes. She has been living her dream ever since. I will put a link to the video in the show notes. This is Aimée Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I am loving doing this podcast. This podcast is a result of the eddy, or at least significantly linked to it. As long as you are following the flow, the current, even if it feels like a circular whirlpool at the time, when it is time, it will end. I have a friend who told me this summer when we were chatting about our work plans and goals. She said, "Right now, I am resting for what is to come." Then, this fall, she launched a new app to help nurses and healthcare providers prevent or recover from work-acquired burnout. She's another great example of one who is totally in the flow. Her name is Caitlin Danielle Cosley. I'll put a link to her website too in the show notes. Right now, we are in a time period that is calling for many changes on all levels of society. I feel like I'm talking about that all the time these days, and maybe because I am. This movement doesn't necessarily appear linear. It doesn't always look on the outside as it is on the inside or as it is in the future. Your appearance in it, your to-do list, the ways in which you contribute might not either. So, trust the ways your intuition is guiding you, even if it's not what you thought or it seems out of order. The surest way to get where you are going with ease and grace, whether we are talking on an individual level or a collective level, is to follow earnestly the currents of your life. When you are in an eddy, be in the eddy. When you know you need to do something, but you're still not clear how it's all going to work out, do the thing. When you get the impulse to move something forward that is not needed from you for months, move that thing forward. Follow the inner knowing. It's always steering you right. When you know you need to rest, rest. You've got this, really. Stay tuned. Coming up on the Own Your Intuition show in October, I'm going to be diving into the topics of ghosts, spirit guides, and even spirit guide pets. Sending you great love in the meantime. See you soon. So thank you for being here with me today. I hope you liked what you heard. If you did, I would love to hear what moved you. You can find me on Instagram at Aimée Cartier, or Facebook at Intuition University, or you could take a moment to like the Own Your Intuition show with Aimée Cartier where you get your podcasts, and share it with your friends if you please. It's new, and I want the word to spread like light. If you are ready to own your intuition, if you are ready to dig deeply into this resource that you have, you can find a free audio for you entitled, What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. You'll find the link to download it in the show notes. If you're interested in my Own Your Intuition program, today is your last chance to reach out. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.